You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Ollie dives a little deeper into two drugs touted as game changers in the fight against COVID-19.
Kia ora, I'm Ollie. With a global pandemic of a highly contagious disease, the need for a vaccine has become paramount. While a number of suggestions have been floated by medical and non-medical professionals alike, two options have stood out. Chloroquine and hydroxychloroquine, otherwise known as Nivaquin and Plaquenil, have been gaining a bit of attention recently as a possible treatment to COVID-19. 2 weeks ago, I reported on BFM Breakfast that three people were hospitalised in Nigeria from chloroquine poisoning, following claims made by Donald Trump that it shows very, very encouraging early results. That man, he really loves an adverb. There is a lot of debate over the two drugs as to how effective and safe it is. And given that it has been endorsed by Trump, who to my knowledge has no medical experience, I thought it best to look into it. After the glowing endorsement from the President of the United States, Nigeria saw a 400% price hike in the drug, and now New Zealand itself is seeing a surge in demand. So much so that Pharmac has put restrictions on it. Hydroxychloroquine is prescribed to treat certain autoimmune conditions and malaria prevention. While the drugs may well show promise, medical experts are easing on the side of caution and don't wish to hype it up. A couple in Arizona took it upon themselves to self-medicate after Trump endorsed the game-changer drug. The couple had chloroquine in their homes used to fight parasites in aquariums, and within 20 minutes they both became violently ill, and the husband later died shortly after arriving at hospital. The USA and France have allowed the prescribing of chloroquine for COVID-19 patients in certain cases. However, due to the lack of clinical evidence, other European regulators are limiting the use to trials only. One study that is drawing both enthusiasm and skepticism is that of Dr. Didier Raoul. Raoul's studies have been found to be inconclusive, yet has been promoting chloroquine as the next miracle drug. The study found that Raoul could get rid of the virus in 100% of his patients within 6 days. That result, however, doesn't take into account 6 patients dropping out within the first 6 days. Those patients either died, were transferred to the ICU, couldn't tolerate the drug, or dropped out for another reason. It may also pay to mention that Raoul is a climate change denier, and he also brushed off the pandemic in January, saying it was completely crazy. France has also reported 30 serious adverse effects to the drug, including 3 deaths following self-medication. People with ongoing conditions such as heart disease, diabetes, epilepsy, Parkinson's, and other conditions are strongly advised to not take chloroquine, nor should you if you are pregnant. Trials here are being carried out by the DHB to see if it is effective at treating COVID-positive patients, but by reducing the viral load. I spoke with a local pharmacist who mentioned that while the chloroquine in New Zealand is not as toxic as that found in the United States, there isn't sufficient evidence to prove it's effective, and that you would be exposing yourself to possible adverse side effects, and at the moment it is only allowed to be dispensed for long-term patients, so to ensure supply is maintained to those patients. Chloroquine is used to treat malaria, lupus, rheumatoid and inflammatory arthritis, and a shortage of the drug could affect life-threatening consequences or serious health effects for people with these conditions. It's important to note that these treatments are supervised by a medical professional and not a free-for-all. These are just 2 drugs being trialled as possible vaccines, with many more also going through the process. So what does this all mean? 1. Listen to your doctor. Only take what has been prescribed to you by a medical professional, and always wash your hands.
And following on from Ollie's report, there had been a heated disagreement in the Situation Room at the White House over the efficacy of the drug. The debate was largely one-sided, with Donald Trump's top trade advisor, Peter Navarro, clashing with other officials over the unproven effectiveness at treating COVID-19. The debate is not a new one, with health officials repeatedly explaining to Trump to not enthusiastically promote the drug in case it doesn't work. Navarro brought a stack of paperwork arguing that it was proof that the drug could work against coronavirus. However, Dr. Anthony Fauci, the nation's top infectious disease expert, disagreed, saying it was not even data. There was an exchange on CNN where anchor John Berman challenged Peter Navarro on his qualifications to give medical advice. Here's that clip.
There's doctors disagree about things all the time. My qualifications in terms of looking at the science is that I'm a social scientist, I have a PhD, and I understand how to read statistical studies, whether it's in medicine, the law, economics, or whatever.
That doesn't qualify you to treat patients.
That was Peter Navarro, and his PhD is in economics, everyone.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.